Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Well-being at Work, a pivotal guide published in 2021 that dissects the multifaceted concept of well-being in professional settings. The book articulates how various aspects of our lives intertwine to forge our overall sense of well-being. Moreover, it illuminates the critical role leaders play in enhancing their employees' well-being, highlighting the intrinsic connection between the well-being of staff and the prosperity of an organization. Authored by Jim Clifton and Jim Harter, distinguished figures at Gallup, an esteemed analytics and advisory company, this book draws from a rich vein of expertise. Clifton, serving as Gallup's chairman and CEO, brings insights from his tenure and his experience authoring the Wall Street Journal bestseller, It's the Manager. Harter, as Gallup's chief scientist, contributes with his extensive background in workplace effectiveness, leading over 1,000 studies in the area. Well-being at Work is a must-read for a broad audience, including stressed-out workers striving for balance, managers navigating the challenges of leadership during a pandemic, and wellness enthusiasts in search of motivational insights. Through its evidence-based approach, this book not only offers practical advice for improving workplace environments, but also makes a compelling case for the enduring link between individual well-being and organizational achievement. Join us as we explore how well-being at work can revolutionize our approach to health and happiness in the professional realm. Well-being at Work: How to Build Resilient and Thriving Teams. Introduction: Nurturing Workplace Wellness in a Post-Pandemic World. The global COVID-19 pandemic has cast a long, challenging shadow over our lives, particularly affecting our mental health and well-being. For many, the workplace has become a focal point of stress and anxiety. It begs the question, as a leader, what can you do to ensure your employees not only survive, but thrive in these tumultuous times? Enter the concept of workplace well-being, a holistic approach to creating a thriving work environment that caters to all aspects of an employee's life, from their mental and physical health to their financial stability. This narrative isn't just about ticking off a list of wellness programs. It's about weaving well-being into the fabric of your organizational culture. Let's dive into how fostering deep connections, engaging in community initiatives, and leading with empathy can transform your organization. First on the agenda is the power of friendships at work. It might sound like a nice-to-have rather than a must-have, but cultivating a culture where co-workers can form genuine connections is more than just a feel-good factor. It's a strategic move. Relationships at work can significantly bolster productivity and, by extension, profitability. When employees feel connected and supported by their peers, they're more engaged, resilient, and motivated. The simple act of fostering friendships within the workplace can turn the gears of organizational success. Moving beyond the confines of the office, engaging in community projects emerges as a surprising yet potent ingredient for improving your bottom line. When businesses extend their well-being initiatives to the community, they do more than just build brand reputation. They enrich their employees' sense of purpose. Employees who participate in community service through their workplace report higher levels of job satisfaction, demonstrate greater loyalty, and exhibit increased productivity. It's a win-win. The community benefits from the support, and the organization enjoys the ripple effects of heightened employee engagement. Last, but by no means least, is understanding what employees need from their leaders during a crisis. Leadership in times of turbulence goes beyond making tough decisions. It's about showing genuine care and providing support for your teams. Employees look to their leaders for reassurance and guidance. They need to feel heard, valued, and secure. Transparent communication, empathy, and actionable support, whether through flexible working arrangements or mental health resources, can make all the difference in navigating through crises together. In summarizing, building a work environment that champions well-being is not just an act of goodwill, it's a strategic imperative for organizational success. By encouraging friendships at work, engaging in community projects, and leading with empathy, you set the stage for a resilient, productive, and truly connected workforce. Welcome to the new era of workplace wellness, where every aspect of an employee's life is valued and supported. Embrace this comprehensive approach to well-being and watch as your organization transforms into a thriving, successful community. Part 1. Finding joy in your work, the secret to a fulfilling life. Imagine the ideal life, endless days of relaxation, wealth at your fingertips, and all the time in the world to spend with loved ones. It's tempting to think that such a life, free from work, could hold the key to happiness. Yet, paradoxically, the essence of a truly happy and lengthy life might just lie in the opposite, in the work we do. This surprising insight comes from a riveting study dating back to the 1950s, where psychologists embarked on a quest to unlock the longevity secrets of centenarians from Britain and America. What emerged from their conversations with these vibrant 95-year-olds was a picture of a life well-lived, rooted not in perpetual leisure, but in meaningful work. Far from the expected tales of serene retirements and lifelong vacations, these long livers shared stories of their careers, spanning up to 60 hours a week well into their 70s or 80s. Remarkably, many of the men had never taken a vacation, challenging the modern-day narrative that equates relaxation with well-being. Here lies the heart of the matter. Enjoying your job might just be the cornerstone of a long and joyful life. These centenarians weren't just clocking in hours, they were reveling in their work. An overwhelming majority, 93% of the men and 85% of the women, expressed immense satisfaction and joy from their professional lives. Contrast that with today's workforce, where a staggering 64% of American workers report feeling disconnected from their jobs, lacking in fun and fulfillment. What this groundbreaking study teaches us is that work, contrary to popular belief, isn't the adversary of happiness. Rather, it's an integral part of it, provided it's work that we love. The difference maker, as evidenced by these remarkable 95-year-olds, is the enjoyment and satisfaction derived from one's professional endeavors. Hence, the pursuit of fulfilling work isn't just about enhancing our day-to-day experience. It holds profound implications for our overall well-being and longevity. This narrative invites us to rethink our relationship with work, seeing it not as a means to an end, but as a vital component of a happy, meaningful life. After all, finding joy in our work may well be the secret to unlocking a longer, more satisfying existence. Part 2. Transforming workplaces: the mutual benefits of job satisfaction. It's a universal truth that job dissatisfaction has far-reaching implications, not just for the individuals experiencing it, but for the entire fabric of a company. Research leaves no room for doubt. Employees unsatisfied with their work exhibit significant signs of distress, from the physical, with elevated cortisol levels, to the emotional, struggling with daily bouts of boredom and frustration. This isn't just an employee issue. It resonates through the organizational structure, touching every corner of business performance. The relationship between employee engagement and job performance is linear and telling. The less connected and satisfied employees feel towards their work, the more likely their productivity and performance are to decline. This presents an undeniable challenge for companies, yet within this challenge lies a golden opportunity. The critical takeaway here is simple yet profound. When employees enjoy their work, everyone benefits. Delving into the heart of the matter, management practices emerge as a significant lever for enhancing job satisfaction. It's been well documented that having a negative relationship with one's manager can mar the entire work experience, leading to a slew of adverse outcomes, ranging from sleep disturbances to unhealthy coping mechanisms. Yet, The adverse effects of poor management extend beyond overt hostility. Even managers who adopt a hands-off or indifferent stance can unwittingly drain their employees' vitality, spurring emotional exhaustion and disengagement. Worryingly, many employees regard their interaction with managers as the least favorable part of their workday. This draws attention to a compelling narrative. Employees who feel their well-being is valued by their managers not only show increased levels of engagement, but also outperform their counterparts who perceive a lack of managerial concern. For organizations aiming to elevate their employees' career satisfaction, the shift towards a coaching model of management offers a promising route. Moving away from the traditional authoritative role, coaching managers engage in active goal setting, frequent feedback sessions, and open discussions encompassing well-being in its entirety. This approach is not limited to professional development. It encourages employees to weave their social and physical wellness into their work life, thereby fostering a holistic sense of fulfillment. By reimagining managerial roles into that of mentors who prioritize the well-being of their employees, companies can ignite a positive transformation. This fosters a culture where job satisfaction is not just a nice-to-have, but a strategic imperative, a win-win scenario where enhanced job performance is matched with a thriving, engaged workforce. Welcome to the future of work, where employee satisfaction is the bedrock of corporate success. Part 3: The Power of Friendship at Work, Enhancing Productivity and Well-being. In the dynamic landscape of modern workplaces, there exists a conventional hesitance among employers when it comes to blurring the lines between professional and personal spheres. Many leaders, even those with the best intentions, might hold back from diving into the personal lives of their employees, worried about crossing an unseen boundary. However, the reality is that our work and personal lives are deeply intertwined, with our experiences in one realm often spilling over into the other. Recognizing this interplay is crucial for employers who aim to support their employees holistically. At the core of fostering a healthy work environment is understanding the importance of social well-being. Social well-being, defined by the richness of one's personal friendships, plays a pivotal role even in professional settings. Intriguingly, the presence of a best friend at work emerges as a significant enhancer of both well-being and productivity. Here's the essence. A best friend at work is not just a perk, it's a productivity powerhouse. The concept of workplace friendships contributing to higher performance is supported by compelling research. Employees who cultivate close friendships at work are not only happier but also more productive, leading to tangible benefits for the organization. Companies that manage to double the percentage of employees who boast a best friend in the workplace can anticipate notable improvements, including reduced incidents of workplace accidents, heightened customer satisfaction, and a significant uplift in profit margins, sometimes as much as 10%. So, how can organizations nurture these critical social bonds among employees? The journey begins with an effective onboarding process that prioritizes social integration. A successful onboarding strategy goes beyond the nuts and bolts of job training to include designated times for social interaction, such as coffee breaks and lunches with new colleagues. It's about creating an environment where new hires feel connected to their coworkers, understanding not only the roles of their team members, but also who they can socialize and collaborate with on future projects. Managers play a crucial role in facilitating these connections by actively inquiring about and observing the interpersonal dynamics within their teams. By identifying which employees naturally gravitate towards each other and enjoy working together, managers can strategically align team projects to foster and strengthen these friendships. The effectiveness of these efforts can be gauged by tracking how many new employees have formed meaningful workplace friendships within their first year. This measurement not only highlights the success of the onboarding process, but also reflects a workplace culture that values and promotes social well-being as a cornerstone of organizational success. In sum, embracing the full scope of employees' well-being, including the cultivation of workplace friendships, is not just beneficial, it's essential for a thriving, productive business environment. Fostering these relationships proves that when employees find a best friend at work, everybody wins. Part 4. Enhancing employee financial well-being without increasing wages. In today's economic landscape, where the echoes of financial worries are a common background noise for many, financial well-being emerges as a critical cornerstone of overall wellness. Surveys indicate that a substantial majority of Americans, approximately 75%, have found themselves preoccupied with financial concerns in the recent past. This pervasive sense of economic unease significantly contributes to daily stress and anxiety among employees, hampering their professional performance and personal satisfaction. Acknowledging the profound impact of financial well-being on employees' lives and their productivity at work, it becomes evident that organizations play an instrumental role in fostering a healthier financial environment for their workforce. Here lies a powerful revelation. Organizations can significantly enhance their employees' financial well-being without resorting to salary increases. Diving deeper into this notion, it's crucial to understand that financial well-being transcends mere income levels. It's less about the size of one's paycheck and more about the degree of financial security one feels. Wealth and financial security are not synonymous. A high-earning individual living a lifestyle marked by lavish spending may find themselves ensnared in a web of credit card debt, whereas a person with a moderate income could enjoy financial serenity by adopting a frugal lifestyle. Financial security, therefore, is characterized by one's ability to comfortably manage everyday financial obligations, paying bills without distress, and enjoying life without the omnipresent cloud of monetary concerns. For businesses, the path to supporting their employees' financial well-being lies not in the pursuit of higher salaries, but in empowering them to achieve financial stability. Research underscores that the perceived adequacy of one's financial resources to meet their desires and needs wields a thrice-fold impact on their overall well-being compared to actual income levels. So, what practical steps can companies take to nurture financial well-being within their ranks? The strategy revolves around equipping employees with resources and tools to adeptly navigate their financial landscapes, ensuring that they live within their means and steer clear of debilitating debt. This could entail providing access to financial planning services, offering savings programs, or hosting workshops with financial advisors who can impart wisdom on managing finances effectively. In sum, by investing in initiatives that foster financial literacy and encourage prudent financial management, organizations don't just contribute to the economic stability of their employees. They lay the groundwork for a more engaged, productive, and satisfied workforce. This approach heralds a new era of corporate responsibility, one where enhancing financial well-being becomes a shared journey towards collective success. Part 5. Strengthening workforce resilience through physical well-being. In today's rapidly changing world, the resilience of organizations is tested by a myriad of challenges, the most recent and stark being the COVID-19 pandemic. This crisis has underscored the critical importance of maintaining a healthy workforce, revealing that the backbone of any organization's resilience lies in the physical well-being of its employees. With only a small fraction of Americans feeling energized daily, and even fewer considering themselves in peak physical condition, the time is ripe for companies to elevate the physical health of their workforce to a top priority. Here's a fundamental insight. The strength and resilience of your organization directly correlate with the health of your employees. The benefits of fostering a physically healthy workforce extend far beyond avoiding the immediate impacts of global health crises. Well-rested employees, who manage to get at least 7 hours of sleep nightly, demonstrate superior problem-solving skills and learning capabilities. Yet, alarmingly, over a third of the American population falls short of this sleep benchmark, increasing their risk for a host of health issues from hypertension to obesity. Leaders play a pivotal role in promoting healthy lifestyles within their organizations. Simply recognizing the importance of practices, like adequate sleep, is not enough. Leaders must actively advocate for and model these behaviors. Communicating the latest findings on the critical role of sleep and setting an organizational expectation for restful nights can be transformative. The concept of the contagion effect further amplifies the significance of leaders acting as role models for healthy behaviors. Leaders who prioritize leaving the office at a reasonable hour not only demonstrate a commitment to well-being, but also set a cultural norm that encourages employees to do the same. Physical activity is another crucial component of a resilient workforce. Research affirms that engaging in exercise just a couple of times a week can significantly enhance happiness and reduce stress levels. However, the challenge of sedentary workplace environments remains, with prolonged sitting linked to increased risks of various health conditions, regardless of regular exercise. To navigate this, organizations can rethink workplace design to promote movement, integrating standing desks or encouraging walking meetings as part of a broader strategy to combat the dangers of inactivity. In essence, cultivating a culture that prioritizes the physical well-being of employees is not just an investment in individual health, it's an essential strategy for building an organization capable of withstanding the pressures of an ever-evolving world. Through adequate sleep, regular physical activity, and leadership-driven cultural shifts towards health, companies can unlock unprecedented levels of resilience and vitality. Part 6. Forging stronger communities and organizations together. Consider the affection you have for your community. The depth of this connection can be a significant determinant of your community well-being, potentially elevating your life from good to extraordinary. Those who are deeply enamored with their living environments often report an unparalleled quality of life, highlighting an essential facet of well-being that stretches beyond individual experiences to encompass broader societal impacts. This connection between vibrant communities and flourishing organizations is more intricate and impactful than it may appear at first glance. A significant portion of job seekers today prioritize potential employers' community contributions, indicating a shift towards seeking meaningful employment that transcends the pursuit of a paycheck. They are drawn to organizations that not only succeed financially but also make a tangible positive difference in the world. Here's a compelling insight. Organizations have the power to magnetize top talent and amplify profits through active engagement in local community betterment. Corporate social responsibility, CSR, initiatives stand out as a dynamic avenue for businesses to contribute to societal well-being while simultaneously enhancing their attractiveness as employers. Evidence suggests that companies with standout CSR initiatives not only uplift their communities, but also achieve superior financial performance compared to their peers. This reveals a synergistic relationship between societal contributions and business success. Doing good begets doing well. How then can organizations meaningfully weave community well-being into their operational fabric? The journey begins with leaders tuning into the community issues that resonate most deeply with their employees. A simple yet effective strategy is to engage in direct dialogues with teams, uncovering the causes and challenges that ignite their passion. For instance, employees raising young families may feel particularly drawn to initiatives aimed at nurturing the welfare and development of children within the community. Beyond identifying areas of interest, it's essential for organizations to leverage the distinct skills and talents of their workforce in addressing community needs. Imagine the impact of channeling the persuasive prowess of a sales team towards fundraising for local causes, or harnessing the creative flair of a marketing department to bolster the branding efforts of a community project. The key here is to align employees' professional skills with meaningful community involvement, thus amplifying the effect of their contributions. Moreover, sharing stories of community engagement within the organization can significantly enhance the collective sense of community well-being. leaders should create platforms for employees to celebrate and publicize their community interventions, fostering a culture of pride and mutual inspiration. In essence, by championing community engagement and leveraging the unique strengths of their workforce, organizations can cultivate an enriched sense of purpose among their employees, attract exceptional talent, and simultaneously drive financial success. This virtuous cycle not only bolsters the organization, but also contributes to the creation of more vibrant, resilient communities. Part 7: Navigating the Path to a Well-Being Culture, the Role of Leadership and Management. In the intricate ecosystem of an organization, the culture significantly influences the well-being of its employees. A culture that prioritizes well-being can act as a powerful catalyst for both individual fulfillment and collective success. However, fostering such a culture requires a nuanced approach, with senior leaders playing a pivotal role in accelerating progress. While the presence of ineffectual managers can introduce barriers to this evolution, for organizations eager to cultivate a culture steeped in well-being, several accelerants can be strategically employed. It begins with the foundational policies of the company. Do they promote or hinder various dimensions of well-being? The manner in which senior leaders communicate also plays a vital role. It's essential for the messages relayed by the leadership team to resonate with and reinforce the principles of a well-being-centric culture. Here's a critical insight to consider. The influence of senior leaders is profound in nurturing a culture of well-being, yet the impact of ineffective managers can markedly impede progress. Beyond protocols and communication, incentives and recognition serve as crucial levers. Establishing incentive mechanisms that motivate employees to engage with well-being initiatives, alongside celebrating those who enthusiastically participate, can significantly invigorate the culture. Moreover, integrating personal well-being goals within employee development plans offers a holistic approach to enhancing well-being throughout the organization. Despite these accelerants, one significant challenge looms large: the presence of incompetent managers. The pivotal role of managers in influencing employee engagement and performance cannot be overstated. During times of crisis, such as the uncertainty ushered in by the COVID-19 pandemic, the leadership qualities of managers are under the microscope. Employees seek guidance, reassurance, and support more than ever during such periods. To effectively navigate these challenges and foster a sense of well-being, employees need four critical elements from their managers. Firstly, they look for hope, an assurance that there's a forward-looking plan signaling better times ahead. Secondly, they seek stability, needing confirmation that they will have the necessary resources to fulfill their duties. Trust in their managers is equally important, with a requirement for timely and honest communication, regardless of the nature of the news. Lastly, compassion from their leaders is crucial. Employees must feel genuinely cared for, which in turn reduces anxiety and enhances confidence in their roles. Cultivating a well-being culture is a multifaceted journey that hinges on both the visionary leadership of senior executives and the day-to-day managerial practices that directly influence employees' experiences. By highlighting and addressing the potential obstacles posed by ineffective management, organizations can pave a smoother path toward a thriving culture of well-being, where every individual feels valued, supported, and empowered. Final summary. In the complex world of today's workplace, it's crucial to acknowledge that employees carry their whole selves into the office, their triumphs and challenges, hopes and concerns. The barrier between professional and personal life is more permeable than ever, underscoring the significance of nurturing a supportive and positive work environment. It's a truth too essential to ignore. The well-being of employees is intrinsically linked to the pulse and performance of a business. Here's the fundamental realization: crafting a culture that prioritizes well-being is not just an act of benevolence, it's a strategic imperative. This dynamic underscores the critical role of leadership in sculpting a workplace environment where well-being is at the core. When employees feel supported in all aspects of their lives, They bring a fuller, more engaged version of themselves to their work. The opposite is equally true. Unchecked stress and personal issues can bleed into professional realms, hindering performance and dampening morale. Leaders, therefore, must champion the cause of well-being with deliberate and thoughtful actions. Creating this culture requires meticulous attention to various facets of an employee's experience, be it through fostering meaningful connections at work, enhancing physical health, promoting financial security, or supporting community engagement. Each of these elements contributes to a well-rounded sense of well-being, driving employees to not only achieve their potential, but also feel genuinely valued and understood. In essence, the journey towards building a thriving business is inextricably linked with fostering employee well-being. By acknowledging and acting on this connection, leaders can unlock unparalleled levels of engagement, productivity, and ultimately, business success. The message is clear. When we ensure our people thrive, the business follows suit, creating a cycle of mutual growth and satisfaction. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.